Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, shortly after today's show or tonight's show, our podcast will be going up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. All you do is search for Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search for Odd Couple wherever you get your pods. And you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, of course, tell all of your family and friends about the show. Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM Director of Trading, will join us at the bottom of this hour as he does every football Friday. He'll get us ready for the weekend. And then at the end of the hour, Rob and I will make our picks. And your boy, I think I was 4-1 last week. Rob, I think Rob and I are tied overall, but I spotted him like a 5-game lead. These last few weeks, I am in fuego. Do you know what I am the last few weeks, Rob G? Because I am in fuego.
We're surprised that you didn't text us
last week
on Sundays like he's doing now, Rob G. I hadn't heard from him for like 12 weeks, and then all of a sudden he's texting on Sundays talking about
I didn't text
how
you last
well he's
Sunday.
Doing. I know. What happened?
I was 4-1 last week.
Worry about your record. Don't worry about my record.
I haven't even mentioned your record. I said I was 4-1 last week.
Rob G., don't tell him I was 4-1 too, okay?
You weren't.
How do you know? You just said you didn't.
Because I keep track of your record. I didn't say your record. I just keep track since we're competing. I was 4-1 in week 12.
That and 250 will get you on the New York subway.
In fuego.
My God.
I was 4-0.
Okay, Chris. Okay, I got a headache.
No, stop it, man. All the self-congratulating you be doing to yourself.
What?
I was 2-3 week 11 and 4-0-1 week 10. So I have been in fuego. Oh, my goodness. I'm rolling. All right, anyway.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, don't ever be like, oh, you're talking too much about yourself, man. Please, you start every segment with, Chris, can I brag a little bit? I'm a Hall of Famer.
Two times.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Don't shortchange me, Chris. You never know. Could be more coming. You never know.
Yeah, I hear you're applying.
I'm not.
All right, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, as I said. Rob G., one of the big games coming up this weekend, of course, is Buffalo against Kansas City in Arrowhead. Now, both teams reeling. And I don't think reeling is an overstatement. Kansas City, Rob, stunning what is going on with them. Now, look, I don't want to overstate it. They're 8-4. All right, they're first in their division, and I think they're the third seed overall in the AFC. So let's not act like they're not, you know, winning. But for them, Rob, they usually are awesome after the bye. Awesome. And this year, they are 1-2. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1-2 after the bye. And they are 2-3 in their last five games. And it's not like they're losing to juggernauts. Denver beat them. Philadelphia is a juggernaut. And Green Bay beat them. And Buffalo, on the other hand, now they really are in trouble. 6-6. Very close to being out of the playoffs. In fact, if they lose this game and fall to 6-7, they very well may be done because they aren't going to have many tiebreakers. And at 10-7, while somebody at 10-7 may get into the playoffs, they might not get the tiebreaker. So they're really fighting for their lives. They've lost three of their last four. Sean McDermott, their article's coming out destroying him. And that is the setting of this game. And in the midst of all this, CBS Sports, Rob, put out an article saying that Josh Allen and versus Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback rivalry since Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. Rob G, give us a quick summary of the article. Then I want to hear Rob's reaction, and then I'll give you mine.
It's a very in-depth article. Whoever did this article put a lot of time and effort because they have five very solid reasons as to why this is the best rivalry. Number one being historic production. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, 1-2 in NFL history in terms of total touchdowns per game. Number two, just in the last 4 years, Mahomes and Allen, 1-2 in quarterback wins, total touchdowns, total pass rushing yards. These guys are just eating up the record books. Number three, when they play each other head-to-head, it tends to be a shootout. They have combined for 28 total touchdowns, 3,400 total yards combined in their five meetings. So these guys are really lighting up the scoreboard. Number four, they play each other a lot. Despite being in different divisions, this will now be their sixth meeting in the last 4 years, which you don't really see too often with high-level quarterbacks that aren't in the same division. And last but not least, number five, how can we forget that infamous 42-36 overtime playoff victory for Kansas City when the teams combined for 31 points after the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, by far the most in NFL postseason history.
Okay.
So, yeah, where are you at? You think it's the greatest rivalry since Manning Brady?
Nope. I would take Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. I think that they've played in bigger games, bigger moments, and I get the you just want to, you know, compile stats and look at it. If you look at the stats and all that, that's fine. They're 1-2 in all these categories. But I just remember, and when you talk about rivalries too, like a rivalry – teams got to beat each other. You know, it can't be like somebody's dominating one or the other. And Joe Burrow's been able to go into Kansas City and win and go to a, you know, with the Super Bowl on the line, Chris. I think it's Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. That's the rivalry that I look forward to. And you remember they were talking about renaming the Arrowhead or whatever they call it now down there. You remember the Burrowhead because he had gone down there and had been able to win. And even the game that they lost the last time was by 3 points on a questionable call, you know, on the sideline, Chris. I mean, that was – I think that's the rivalry that I look most forward to.
I agree with you. I did appreciate, Rob, the article pointing out how great Josh Allen has been because I feel like people are losing sight of that. And maybe it's just balancing out because – Rob, you know, these past 2-3 years, people have, I mean, a few years ago, they were acting like he was the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, Patrick definitely. Mahomes. You remember that? Right? Chris, I think that year, remember the one we disputed Patrick being fifth on the list?
Right, at the beginning of the season.
Remember that? They even had
Allen was coming off that incredible playoff run.
But they even had Justin Herbert ahead of him. You remember that?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. So I think that he was getting a little too much premature love, and now it's like he's getting torn down a little too much. Now, look, if they don't make the playoffs, and they're certainly a playoff caliber
if they don't make
team,
the playoffs, that would be a big
hit.
Blow.
Yeah,
that's going to take a hit.
So it is what it is. But for all his turnovers, interceptions, and let's not act like it hadn't been Jameis Winston. But for all his interceptions, Rob, his touchdown, total touchdown to interception ratio, or total touchdown to turnover ratio, is incredible. It's right up there at the top or near the top of the league. And so, yes, he may turn it over more than most, but he makes up for it and then some by scoring way more than most. He's got the most touchdowns total of any quarterback in the history of the NFL in their first six seasons. So I appreciated the article pointing out how good Josh Allen has been. You know, Rob, I've said he's the Brett Favre of this era. Now, he doesn't have the hardware. Even individually, Favre won the three straight
and
MVPs.
And he won three straight MVPs. Right. Like, people forget that. I mean,
I don't know when that – that may not happen for a long time.
Chris,
just, you know,
that's hard.
Fatigue, things like that. But he, you know, I think they are similar type players, and I think Josh is of that caliber. But I agree with you. When I think of Josh Allen just hasn't won the important games enough against Mahomes. He hadn't won any. And I'm not saying the regular season games don't matter.
Not a one where they gave up the touchdown, Chris.
Right, he's 2-1 against Allen in the regular season. But he's 0-2 against him in the playoffs. And on the other hand, Burrow has beaten Mahomes in the playoffs. He's 3-1 against Mahomes overall. But 1-1 in the playoffs, beat him in the AFC title game to get to the Super Bowl. Like, that's what I'm thinking of as a rivalry because, as you said, Rob, both guys got to win.
They got to win something. You got to make it feel like it ain't automatic. You know, like if it's automatic, that's not a rivalry, even if it's, you know, two teams that you look at that. It's got to be like a give and take where, oh, my God, are they going to get us this year? You remember we saw that really with Michigan and Ohio State, Chris. Ohio State had won like 8 years in a row, and then all of a sudden now Michigan's won 3 years in a row. But you like it if it's nip and tuck and somebody wins 1 year or 2 years in a row and another team wins 1 or 2 years in a row or something like that. But yeah, I just don't see this. I'm not saying that there's no rivalry because they play, but I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's some rivalry, some level of rivalry. They're two of the best individual quarterbacks in the league. Again, Allen has won his share of the regular season matchups. But, it's not above Burrow. The only negative, Rob, or the only argument against Burrow, Mahomes being a great rivalry is just that Burrow has hurt quite a bit. You know what I mean? Like, this year, we're not going to see it. You know what I mean? And that would be the only thing, but I don't think that stops it from being better. Now, if Allen somehow, if they even get in the playoffs, if they were to beat, you know, Kansas City this year, then I think we can talk about it again. You know what I mean?
No, but we could revisit it, definitely.
Right now, no. I'm totally with you.
I'm curious to where people are on this because are they with us or maybe they do see it and they look at it, Chris, and look at that the loss wasn't Josh Allen's. He got the touchdown with 13 seconds to go. You know what I mean? And then Mahomes did it to their defense. I don't know.
And that feels like it was a while ago, too, just because of what's transpired then. Since then, Rob, are there any other rivalries, though, since Brady Manning that you think? I mean, one, to be honest, that I'm not putting it above Burrow Mahomes, but even, and this might sound crazy to people, but Brady Mahomes was, I think, somewhat of a rivalry, but I wouldn't put it at the level of either of these two. Just because obviously Brady was much older and from a previous generation than Mahomes. But also Brady did win the two big games. He won an AFC championship. He won in the Super Bowl.
How about Dak and Mahomes? I mean, Dak and Hurts, Chris, going forward, being in the same
maybe
division, you know what I mean? And for years to come, like to fight for
that's
that.
That's a good call.
That could, not yet, but it could possibly be.
Yep. That's a great call. Especially if one of them
wins the
MVP. You
know me, I know football like the back of my hand.
Yeah. And Dak, if Dak, you know, stays at this level, because he is playing elite level football right now. And if he stays at this level, Rob, for, you know, the rest of his prime, and Hurts does as well, then you probably are definitely going to have a good rivalry between those two. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Do you agree? CBS Sports says that Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen is the greatest QB rivalry since Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. Rob and I think Burrow Mahomes is better. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Allen Mahomes the biggest quarterback rivalry since Manning Brady? Your thoughts.
All right, let's go to Craig, Chris, in Rochester, New York. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Craig?
Hi, thanks, guys. I think it's the greatest rivalry just because, like, They're the most exciting players in the NFL, those two guys. And it's like, it's not a real rivalry like in basketball. It's like they don't play against each other on the court or anything, except they are must-see TV.
Joe Burrow's
Burrow's great. But
Burrow's not as
so
exciting
boring.
As those guys. I give you what you said. They are the two most exciting in my view. I think many people's view.
I love to watch Joe Burrow. I hear you.
He's great to watch, but he's not as exciting as Josh Allen.
I'd take Joe Burrow over Josh Allen any day.
But I think for excitement quotient, that's all I'm saying. Oh. But I just think that
I know was I Tom Brady like and Peyton
not,
Manning
it's
excited?
Not even close. No, Manny wasn't. I mean, they were fun to watch.
They weren't exciting.
Or Brady. Yeah, they weren't. They didn't have – neither one of them was as exciting as Mahomes and Allen. So I'm not saying that that Allen's better than Burrow, but I am saying he's more exciting to watch. And Burrow's fun to watch, too. It's just a different – it's not quite as exciting. But it's just like when you mention Allen Mahomes, there is no doubt Mahomes has just gotten far better of him. When you mention Mahomes, Burrow, Rob, there can be a question. Most will say Mahomes is better, but as far as who's going to win, people will be like, oh.
Yeah, it ain't automatic, I'll tell you that. Hey, Omar in Erie, Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Omar?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good, man.
How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to say I love this show.
Thank you.
I've been watching you guys for years. And Chris, First Things First is my favorite sports show, and it ain't even close.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it.
You're the one watching.
Yeah, you better check the ratings, Rob. Shoot. You sounding crazy right now. You know the ratings. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you for the compliment.
I think Burrow and Mahomes is probably the best. I don't think there's too many great quarterback rivals right now. Burrow's hurt. Allen might not be in the playoffs, so we'll just have to see. But Rob pointed out Dak and Hurts, and if Dak keeps playing the way he is for years to come, I think that could be a great rival.
No, it could be. They're natural rivals, blood franchises, you know what I mean, and all
no
that.
Doubt.
Definitely. And then,
what else, Rob?
And football towns, you want to talk about Philadelphia and Dallas. I mean, come
on. They'd have to make the Super Bowls more, but Hurts Mahomes.
Yeah, Hurts
could be too.
I like National Car Rental, but Hurts is good too. Dre in Michigan, you're on the couple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, did you crack a joke? I'm sorry.
Was that a joke? Yeah, go ahead.
You two dudes, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Dre?
Not much. Hey, did y'all ever name that song that Lou Rawls song?
Man, everybody's digging that, right? Alex, what? Get on the mic. Yeah.
Everybody trying to get my jam, CB.
I know, man. Tell us
Lou
what
Rawls,
it was called.
I only know You'll Never Find.
Yeah, so look up Rudolph by Cook and Soul. Rudolph Cook and Soul.
Do they use Weston to make that happen?
That is the jam.
Go ahead. I was expecting Wu-Tang and Nas to come in on that joint. For real, dude.
Man, I'm serious. It's like, and y'all just confirming my taste because I was like, man, that's hot. And we've had a few callers now comment on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. But I think it got to be Mahomes and Burrows, man, because anytime it's outside of a rivalry, it's about what's on the line when the game is played.
Yep.
And with those two, they got more games in the playoffs than Josh Allen and Mahomes. So I think it comes down to that. So plus, they got a natural dislike for each other. Even whenever you got the mayors talking trash against each other, that's when it's a real rivalry. You know what I'm saying? Where it's more than just the players. It's the cities going against each other.
Right.
So I got to go with that.
I love it.
I got another quick theory for y'all, too. Y'all know how we used to talk about how Kansas City, all their wide receivers are horrible this year, and it's the same ones they had last year?
Except for
you remember the – yeah, except for Juju Smith.
Who was great last night.
Yeah. But if you remember when BME, first thing when he went to Washington, what they say? Oh, he coaching us too hard.
Right, yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's – maybe they're not getting that same type of coaching or not being held accountable the way they were last year. That's why they're having all
these – I agree.
We're at the point, Dre.
I brought that up when I talked to Richard Sherman, and he brought that up to me, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. I think that's something they've missed.
And I think we can no longer discount that with
– right, yep.
You know, we just can't do
agreed.
It. Sam – in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sam?
Hey, fellas. So you guys, you mentioned Dak and Hurts and kind of like how they play in the same division. And I'm going to throw out two other names.
Okay.
Number two pick in this year's draft, CJ Stroud, and the number five pick, Anthony Richardson, play in the same division as well, play each other twice a year for the foreseeable future. And just because both of these guys are just electric.
You said
like
CJ
so, yeah,
and Anthony. So I'm surprised you didn't, not to cut you off, but I'm surprised you didn't say C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, that's a good comp as well. I just think that when it comes to Anthony, like, I guess at a current point right now with Trevor kind of staggering a little bit, he's got an injury, you know, he's kind of been a little more, like, below expectations. I feel like a lot of people kind of had him in the MVP talk. I think I guess it's just a little bit more unforeseen. We don't know what the future looks like with AR yet, but I mean, they're both electric, and the teams both have, I guess, same with Jacksonville, but they both already have winning records. So let's just throw those three together. Okay. You know, they're all going to play each other twice a year, and yeah, I mean, let's just say that
Richardson, if he becomes, I think both are possible. Richardson certainly, you know, he has to develop into, he has to basically reach his potential. Stroud looks like he's almost a definite star in the future, and Trevor, I don't know that he'll be as good as Stroud, but they're two like potential stars. So I think right now I like those two, but yeah, if Richardson becomes special, then certainly. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Lamar Mitchell around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
With the funky theme music that I'm waiting for. He's the BetMGM Director of Trading. Joins us every football Friday to get us ready for the weekend. And all you guys out there that put money down, you want to stop what you're doing and listen. Our man, Lamar Mitchell, is in the house. Welcome to the Odd Couple, Lamar. We are great. We might have a bad connection. Can you say something else?
Yeah, can you guys hear me now?
That's a little better.
Yes.
It sounded like you were underwater at first. So, okay.
I love the water.
We got you. All right. We started this hour, Lamar, Rob, and I talking about the Bills and the Chiefs. Buffalo, of course, coming off a bye. They're 6-0. Outright in buys under Sean McDermott. How much action are you seeing on the Bills plus one at Arrowhead?
Well, we're seeing the sharp money. The sharps took the Bills at plus three, and that's why we're down to plus one right now. Joe Public, though, is all on the Chiefs because Joe Public cannot believe that the Chiefs can play any worse than they did. But yeah, sharp money is definitely on the Bills, and money definitely is on the Bills.
Yeah, because we just heard Sean King saying, Chris, they don't think that the Chiefs going to lose two in a row or whatever, but they just haven't played well, and that's the scary point. They really haven't. Let's just be honest.
If you really look at it also, money-wise, besides the sharps, money, it's about 4-1 in favor of the Bills, money coming out of the Bills.
Wow, I believe it.
In favor of the Chiefs.
And the Bills are playing for their season. I mean, they lose this game,
absolutely,
right? This is for their season. All right.
Pretty much done.
Yep. Not only have the Cowboys won 14 straight home games, but they are 8-2 against the spread this season as a favorite. Last time I checked, they were 3.5-point home favorites against the Eagles. Are the bettors viewing this game as a smash pot for Dallas?
You know, really, when it looks in this situation, from the ticket transaction, it's about even, just a slight edge for the Cows. But the sharps have taken the Eagles plus 3.5, and the money from Joe Public is about 2-1 in favor of the Eagles. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. The sharps have also bet this game under the total of 53.5, which we're now at 52.
All right, interesting. Okay, Browns-Jaguars. That's got big playoff implications in the AFC. Only problem is the weather's supposed to be terrible. No surprise.
Where is this
there.
In Cleveland?
This one's in Cleveland, yeah.
Okay.
So the bad weather, you can almost, you know.
Right. It's December
count
in Cleveland.
That in December, right. Trevor Lawrence, game time decision. I'm surprised he's this close to playing. So I'm kind of expecting him not to play, but hey, looks like he's trying to get out there. Cleveland, though, still hasn't even announced who their starting quarterback is, Lamar. I got to imagine the bettors are pounding the under 33.5, right?
You know what's funny about that is we opened it early, and it was a low number, and they bet that up to the 33.5 where we are now. But the bettors, really, when you look at this, it's about 2-1 on the under right now. So, yeah, and to answer your question, they are pounding the under on this. The Sharps bet that early total over, but the regular Joe Public is betting it under.
Chris, what did I just say last night when that the over-under was 30 in that game for the Steelers and the Patriots? And I was like, no, you got to go over in that. There's no way they're going to be under 30. That's a low under-over total. Yeah. And they reached that, Lamar. Did people win last night? I mean, they reached that at the half.
Yeah, actually, that was good for the house going over because – you know, like you say, they bet it. Most of the public bet it under, but the house needed over, and it was once it was 21-10, it was over.
It was over in the first half. I know it was crazy.
Right.
Let's go to the Bengals Colts. Is another big game in the AFC. Both teams fighting for a wild card spot. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Jake Browning is coming off a historic performance last week against Jacksonville. How much action are you seeing on the Bengals -2? I do not believe that Jake Browning can repeat that. He might have 3 interceptions this week.
That was a phenomenal game by Mr. Browning, which saved our Monday night. It was just unbelievable. But right now, the public is about 2-1 in favor of the Bengals in this situation, believe it or not. They're still betting Jake Browning believes he's going to have that match. The Sharps, they bet this total a little bit over. And if you look at the money in this situation, it's about 5-1 in favor of the Bengals, money coming in.
All right, Lamar, the NFC South is a mess, a dumpster fire. All right, but that being the case, Tampa Bay and Atlanta could make the playoffs and throw New Orleans in there as well.
Unbelievable.
The Bucs and the Falcons playing on Sunday. Now, Tampa's lost 4 straight on the road, but they've covered the spread in 3 of those games. So how much action are you seeing on the Bucs +2? Well, gotta admit, I'm kind of leaning toward them.
You know, that's where the sharp money is, Chris. The sharp money is on the Bucs +2. The public, as far as ticket transactions, it's about 2-1 in favor of the Falcons. But if you look at the money that's coming in, it's definitely 3-1 in favor of the Bucs. Money and sharp money is definitely on the Bucs. But the Joe Public is just like, we're just going to gobble up these Falcons -2. So it's telling me, you know, +2.5 is probably the right number. +2 is the right number right now.
All right, Baltimore Ravens currently have the inside track on a #1 seed in the AFC this week. 7.5-point home favorites against the Rams. Are the bettors all over Baltimore on this spot? I know I am. I love this 7.5.
You know, it's crazy. It's pretty even in this situation.
Wow. That's good for the house, even, right?
Yeah. Right, right. I mean, money's about even. Ticket transactions about even. We have had no sharp play in this game as of yet. They're not even touching this total on this. You would seem to think that, you know, we've heard some interesting information about Jackson being ill this week, so maybe that's why the Sharps haven't played it. But, yeah, ticket transaction and money are basically even on this game right now.
All right, last one, Lamar. Zach Wilson back under center for the Jets against Houston. But if you're a bettor, I don't know how much that matters when you consider that the last 6 Jets games have hit the under, no matter who was at quarterback. So how much action are you seeing on the total and against the spread in this game?
On the total, it's about 10-1 money on the under, believe it or not, and about 4-1 in transaction activity on the tickets. So everyone, like you said, they're betting this game to go under. But, you know, it's C.J. Stroud and that Texans offense. That seems a little bit low in the situation, but we are in a weather game. As far as the Sharps, they're all over the Jets +4, 4.5, +4. Now we're down to 3.5. So the Sharps are definitely on the Jets. Believe it or not, Zach Wilson's got the backings of the Sharps. But Joe Public is all on the Texans. Tickets about 2-1, 3-1. But all the money is about 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 on the Jets.
Okay, real quick, the last one, Miami. I'm looking on the board. There's only 1 double-digit favorite, and that's the Dolphins -13 at home against the Titans. I know history says take the underdog in these spots, but I have to imagine that bettors are all over the Dolphins, right?
You are correct. This is Joe Public and the Sharps all on the Dolphins. They laid the 13. Ticket count's about 4-1 in favor of the Dolphins. This looks like the typical Dolphins game where they beat up on teams that are not up to their caliber.
All right, that is our man, Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother. We will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me. You guys have a good weekend, too.
All right, man. NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. I'm hot in fuego.
Don't talk about your personal life. Oh, no. Did you really do that? Alex, come on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm just going to let this marinate a little bit. That's dope, man. Good job. Good stuff, DJ Alex Tyson.
I'm Dusty
now,
Chris.
Where you at?
I'm in the crates.
We're live from the TireRack.com
I'm
studios.
Not happy.
Lou Rawls never sounds so funky. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And Chris, you mentioned you've been on a hot streak. Not only are you 8-2 here in the last 2 weeks, you're picking 75% winners over the last month.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to be some kind of record. That has
not,
got
I mean, Rob's gone on heaters
say,
like that before.
Did you say 75%?
75%.
And what has that gotten them? That
and now you're tied.
And it's yeah. Right. He's
actually,
picked like
Rob,
that it's
actually,
a, that it's a tie. You know what I mean?
Privately,
so what does that mean?
I've been betting.
Yeah,
I made
okay,
$1 million
Chris, stop
dollars
it,
over
stop.
The last month.
If you're betting money, then I'm quitting the radio show, okay? And I'm going to church on Sunday.
I'm telling all the King brothers if Chris starts gambling.
Anyway. Come to church
anyway.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Guess what my minister's name in New York was?
What?
Reverend Betts. Isn't that funny? That's serious, Chris. That was that Reverend Betts.
Yay. All right, guys. NFL Week 14. NFL games against the spread. He just got the intel from Lamar Mitchell, so don't blow it, all right? Game number one, NFC South showdown. Big playoff implications. Bucks at the Falcons. Falcons 2-point home favorites. Rob, what do you like?
I'm going to take the Falcons at home. I every time I bet the Falcons, they lose anyway on me. But I know the Bucks cover or have been covering. I'm going to take the Falcons.
You know, look, I've been down on Baker. Baker's had a decent year. For what he is, he's played well, and I trust him as quarterback in this game. They need it, Rob. Look, this division's very forgiving, so I can't say they'll be out of it if they lose.
Right.
But they lost to Atlanta earlier in the season, so if they lose, it'll be tougher for them to win this division because of the tiebreaker they wouldn't have with Atlanta, and you probably got to win this division to get in the playoffs. So I think Tampa Bay is going to pull this one out.
All right, game number two, moving to the NFC West. The Niners, best team in football, 11-point home favorites against the Seahawks. Chris, who do you like?
That's a lot, obviously, but they are in San Fran. What was it, 31-13 when they met earlier?
On Thanksgiving, yep.
Yeah, they're rolling, man. And I think they're going to keep rolling. They had their little slump, and I don't think they're going to let up again. So I got the Niners.
I'm going to take Seattle plus the points. Wow. I just think this season, what was the last game they lost? They played
well. You got them winning? Or
against Dallas. They were right there.
They were right there, Chris, on the road in Dallas, and I was impressed by what they were able to do.
They played well in that game.
They really did. They lost, what did they lose, 42-35?
41-35.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'm going to say that they lose, Chris, in San Francisco, but they keep it closer than double digits.
All right.
They might lose by 10.
Sticking out west, the Chargers, who Rob Parker loves to hate.
Go
2.5-point home favorites at home against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Rob Parker, who you picking?
I hate the Chargers, okay, and what they're doing, and they got too much talent to be as bad as they are, but I'm going to pick them in this game at home. Mm. They won last week, 6-0 or whatever it was.
Covered the 5.5 after only scoring 6 points, which is incredible.
That's unbelievable. That might be the all-time greatest cover. But I'm going to go with the Chargers at home. I don't think Denver's that good.
I got Denver, especially with the points, but I think they went out right. The Chargers have scored 36 points in their last 3 games with
they're
a quarterback due. Like Justin Herbert.
They're
they
due.
Do. I would go with that
they're
if
due.
It were earlier. I think they've checked out. Now, they're not completely out of it, but they're about as close as you can get to being out of it. And I feel like they've kind of checked out on Brandon Staley.
All right,
could be wrong, but that's just my feeling. I got Denver.
Quickly on these last two, Chiefs 1-point home favorites against the Bills. Chris, who do you like?
I'm going with the Bills.
Wow.
Yeah, they need it. Desperation.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Bills. I just think that this is their season, to be honest. Yep. If they lose this game, it's over. And Casey hasn't played well.
Come on. All right, last one, game of the week. Cowboys 3.5-point home favorites in Dallas against the Eagles. Rob Parker.
I'm taking the Cowboys. You know, that's my pick to go to the Super Bowl, right? Okay.
I'm going with Philadelphia. With the upset. So
there's going to be some movement at the top here.
There's going to be some serious movement. We're different on
four. It feels like a 5-0 for me. That's what
it
feels
like. And I've been 75%.
Whatever.
Hello?
Hello? I don't know what that means. 75 what?
I'm not telling you who to believe, but believe me.
Hello?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.